Hey folks, my name is Mark Gracia. Welcome to Regrow Now. 877-295-1607 is the toll-free number. Now, if you're new to the show, let me tell you who I am and why we're here. I'm a consumer advocate for men and women who are dealing with hair loss. And I know what you're thinking, but this is not an infomercial. We are not here to try and sell you anything. I'm here to guide you in the safest possible direction when it comes to all your hair loss needs. If you're just new to hair loss or you've been dealing from hair loss for a while, we're all in the same position. We're all vulnerable as hair loss sufferers, and this is a very deceptive and deceiving industry. 90% of all products that are sold that claim to stop or prevent hair loss don't work, period. Most of the doctors who are claiming to perform state-of-the-art hair restoration are not doing great work. You've seen all the bad work out there. You see it every day. There are hundreds of thousands of walking wounded, hair transplant casualties, and I guess the biggest problem is that there's never really been any objective information for anyone dealing with hair loss out there. Talking about hair loss for men is basically taboo. It's even worse for women. Remember, there's about 100 million men, women, and children in this country alone who are suffering with some degree of hair loss, and it is a ravaging disease of the mental state of mind. Now, I'm a guy who lucked out, and I'm someone who was drastically losing his hair only about 5 years ago, and at that time, I did my homework and research, and I got myself on a successful regimen known as the Big Three. However, before all that happened, I spent thousands of dollars over the years on many bogus products and services. I tried electrostatic treatments, hanging upside down with gravity boots. I tried just about everything, and unfortunately, none of it worked. If you're frustrated about your hair loss and you need a place to listen and learn how others are dealing with this deceptive hair loss industry, you've come to the right place. There are thousands of people being ripped off and disfigured every single day. Tomorrow morning, there's going to be probably a couple hundred guys going to get a hair transplant procedure, and they're going to be all psyched and excited about it, and unfortunately, they have no clue of what they're getting themselves into. They have not done their homework. They just know that they're losing their hair and they're desperate and they're looking for a quick fix. And unfortunately, many of these people will be very upset and disappointed in only a few short months because it's at that time that they realize that they should have waited. They should have done their homework. The fact of the matter is that you have to stay away from the bad guys. And they're all over the place. Anybody that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on advertising doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to do the best work when it comes to hair restoration surgery. So you have to be very careful out there. 877-295-1607 is the toll-free number. My name is Mark Gracia. Folks, hair loss is something that no matter what age you are, it affects you. Yes, it may get a little easier to deal with as we get older, but I still get calls and emails from guys who are 19, 25, 35, 50, and even 65 years old. Let's face it, we all want to look good, and we all want to keep our youth, and when it comes to our hair, it's a big part of our appearance. So, stopping the progression of your hair loss is why people are here. They want to keep what they have, and they want to find out as much solid and true information as possible so that when we're in our late 50s and early 60s, we still look like we're in our 40s. Don't think that you're not going to care, because you will. It doesn't matter what age you are, it's something that's important to everybody. Our website is www.regrownow.com. And my name is Mark Gracia. You can also email me at mark@hairlossremedy.tv. That's mark@hairlossremedy.tv. Okay, I get a lot of feedback and emails sent over to Hair Loss Remedy TV, and we're consumer advocates here, so we're not going to just recommend people that only we like. We're going to tell you like it is about everybody. Now, for a while there, we kind of didn't like to mention some of the bigger outfits, such as Bosley and Medical Hair Restoration. However, we've changed our opinions lately on that, and the main reason is because we are true consumer advocates. We believe that if a company's out there and they're willing to listen to us, and we give them advice, and they're trying to improve and get better at what they do, then we certainly feel that we should mention it and let people know, and that is why we're going to start talking about Bosley more often and share with people some of the good stuff that they're working on. Now, one of the new technologies that they've been working on that I'm personally getting excited about is Intersitax. Now, many of you have heard me talk about this here on the program. Bosley bought the rights to the Intersitax technology. Now, Ken Wasenek is the medical director over at Bosley, and we really like Ken Wasenek. We feel that he has personally really turned that company around in the short time that he's been over there, and he's probably the main reason that we've changed our stance on how we feel about Bosley. Now, don't get me wrong, we still don't advise people that it's a good idea to stay up real late at night and get real impressed by the infomercial that you see on TV and go out and set up an appointment for a hair restoration procedure. That's why we're here, is to educate you first and give you the real information that you need to know so you can do your homework and understand completely what you're getting yourself into. Now, over the past year, we are starting to see more and more stories about hair cloning and hair multiplication, and if you ask my opinion, I think it's going to happen. I still think it's a couple years away at the very least, but it's going to be something that we'll have as another option. Folks, there are many physicians out there who are performing hair restoration surgery. However, we feel that there are only a limited number of physicians who we feel are doing very good work, and one of the physicians that we highly recommend is Dr. Daniel Berg. Hair transplantation is an excellent option for the treatment of hereditary hair loss in many men and women. A pleasing natural appearance is now the result, as surgical techniques have improved vastly since the old days of hair plugs. A consultation with Dr. Berg is recommended to discuss the specifics of your hair loss and to decide whether hair transplantation is a good option for you. If you're in the Seattle, Washington area and you're considering hair restoration, please visit Dr. Berg. He's located at University of Washington Medical Center, Roosevelt. The address is 4225 Roosevelt Way, Northeast, Dermatology Clinic, Seattle, Washington, 98105. The phone number for appointments is 206-598-6647. The fax is 206-598-4200. His website is www.bergderm.com. That's BERGDERM.com. And we consider him one of the top 50 hair restoration physicians, and tell him you heard about him from regrownow.com. Folks, we here at Regrow Now are true consumer advocates. We don't just tell you to only choose hair transplant physicians and products that only we prefer. We're going to be objective and tell you about something whether we like it or not. That's what we're here for, is to give you, the hair loss sufferer, true and unbiased information. Now, there's another group out there, and some may actually consider them competition, although we don't feel that way, as we really like this group and heavily recommend them. They're the Coalition of Independent Hair Restoration Physicians. We think that these guys are doing some real good work. As a matter of fact, you'll even notice that many physicians that are members of the Coalition of Independent Hair Restoration Physicians are also physicians that we recommend here as part of our Regrow Now Top 50 Hair Restoration Physicians. So, if you ever hear us talk about someone known as the competitor, we're not referring to these guys. These guys are good guys, and they don't mind if we mention all the great things that they're doing here on the program. So be sure to visit the Hair Transplant Network and get more information on the Coalition of Independent Hair Restoration Physicians. There's a lot of bad publicity going on right now for the guy that we refer to as the competitor, or should I say the guy in a sidekick that refers to us as the competitor. I still don't quite understand why he's so threatened by us. But anyway, a few of our regular listeners have emailed us and told us about this blogger that's out there that appears to really have it out for our competitor friend. Folks, we get countless number of emails sent to hairlossremedy.tv, and I know that many of you really want us to take this opportunity to exploit the competitor, and quite honestly, we don't feel that it's really necessary to do that. We don't dislike the competitor. We've just been amused by some of his decisions and business tactics that he's used in the past, and we thought it was just a little strange that when we first started this, he was more concerned about us being competition when we were both supposed to be true consumer advocates. In our opinion, we felt that we should be working together as unbiased experts in the hair loss industry, and at the end of the day, try and help the vulnerable hair loss sufferer. His biggest problem, in our opinion, is that he seems more interested in making money and running a business and feeding his own organizations. Some feel that's a conflict of interest, and that's just our opinion. But we're here to be true consumer advocates. We don't feel that it's necessary to give the name of the blogger that's exposing our competitors' issues. We don't feel that we should post the site address to that blogger on our site or put it up here on the screen. We just don't feel we should talk about it. There are many people out there who already know about it, and the bottom line, as far as we're concerned, is that the problems that our competitor friend and his business relationship friends are dealing with, they're just going to need to deal with. This program is about giving the vulnerable hair loss sufferer true, honest, and unbiased information when it comes to their hair loss, not kicking somebody while they're down. 877-295-1607 is the toll-free number. Folks, we here at RegrowNow.com only recommend 50 of the top physicians that, in our opinion, are doing state-of-the-art hair restoration surgery. And one of the physicians that clearly makes that list is Dr. Neil P. Superfine in Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Superfine has had a remarkable and distinguished medical career for over 30 years. He received his pre-medical training at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan, and his medical training at the Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine. Dr. Superfine's residency and fellowship were at the Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine and Illinois Research and Education Hospital. He is a true leader and very well respected by his peers. His desire to increase his medical knowledge is also evident by his continued participation in medical training. He is board certified by the American Academy of Dermatology, Osteopathic Board of Dermatology, American Board of Dermatology, and American Board of Hair Restoration, as well as others. His website is medicalhairlossclinics.com. That's www.medicalhairlossclinics.com. If you're in the Phoenix, Arizona area and you're considering hair restoration surgery, please visit Dr. Neil Superfine and tell him that you heard about him from Mark Brassia at regrownow.com. Now, one of the things that I want to cover today that I feel is very important, and I want to discuss it because it's for anybody that's considering getting hair restoration surgery, that there are some basics that you really need to understand and educate yourself before making any kind of commitments. I've talked about this before on my show, as I had a guy call me about a month ago, and he asked about a plastic surgeon doctor in the Virginia area, and he said that he staggers hairs across the front so it doesn't look like a perfect straight hairline. And the patient said that although he was very impressed with the technique, that he wasn't quite ready to jump in. And I happen to be very familiar with the physician that he was referring to, and I don't want to mention his name because we're not here to out anybody. That's not what this program is about. But I can say that this physician is not someone that we recommend here at Regrow Now. And of course, he's not in the Regrow Now top 50 hair restoration physicians. Now, one thing that you want to keep in mind is that if a plastic surgeon dedicates a lot of his time to hair transplantation, it may mean that he wasn't really excelling in his chosen career. Now, don't get me wrong, the guy that he's referring to is not a bad surgeon by any means. We were just thinking that maybe this guy decided to go into hair transplantation because it was kind of another venue for him to make money, because he really wasn't building the practice that he would like to in regular plastic surgery. But the patient mentioned in his email that the doctor had all kinds of books and before and after pictures in his lobby of the different types of plastic surgery that he's done along with hair transplantation. And we here at Regrow Now really don't have anything against the guy. We just don't feel that he's doing state-of-the-art work, and he's somebody that we wouldn't want to recommend, and he's not somebody that we would probably ever rank in the top 50 hair restoration physicians, and he's not somebody that we would recommend a family member to. Now, the patient said that he thinks he wants to do about 1,500 grafts the first time and then come back. The guy said that he's somewhere around a 5 or 5A. I, of course, asked him why he has going in and getting two separate procedures on his mind when it's very possible to get it all done right the first time and get it done in one shot effectively. And he said that his biggest concern was that he wanted to make sure that someone had the staff to take the separating of the follicles. Now, I was glad to hear him say this, as he did make a great point. I explained to him that there is a doctor out there in his area that does have that kind of staff and is also recommended by us as one of the top 50 hair restoration physicians that we recommend. And I explained to him that you really don't want to have two procedures if it can be avoided. It's going to take much more of your time, and you're going to have to go through the healing process twice, and there's always more chance of complications with each procedure you go through. So the goal is always to go and have as little work as possible to get the results, if that makes sense. My advice is that you really don't want to go with less than 2,000 grafts with any procedure. If you have the laxity and the donor area that can be moved, you should try to get as much as you can at once. Now, I don't think that you should ever get carried away, but just so you are aware, there are some doctors out there who can do as high as 5,000 graft cases safely. But there again, you have to make sure that you have all your bases covered, as if you ever wanted to go that high, you need to make sure that the doctor has the staff to cut the grafts and to take on that kind of job, because if not, it's going to take forever to do the procedure. And you have to realize that you really can't have the grafts out of the scalp for too long. So these are definitely things that you need to consider. Also, if there's too much tension in the closure in the back of the scalp, you can get something called stretch back. Now, there are new techniques to minimize this, and there are only a handful of doctors that even do these type of cases. Now, keep in mind, we here at Regrow Now recommend 50 of the top hair restoration physicians in North America. When it comes to this